Hello, best friends, and welcome to episode 4 of my podcast. Just a reminder that this podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave me a rating and review. That'd be fun. I'm just going to talk about some updates really quick, and then we'll get into the topic of the episode. So first off, I want to give Marissa a shout out. Sorry, I laughed. That's kind of insensitive. But Marissa was listening to my podcast this last week and unfortunately was rear-ended while she was doing so. And she made sure to text me and to let me know that she did, in fact, pause the podcast episode before she got out to assess the damage because she didn't want to miss anything. And honestly, what a great plug. Like, if that is the best advertisement I could ever ask for. Like, this podcast is so good that you'll want to pause it when you get rear-ended so you don't miss anything. So thank you, Marissa. And thank you for pointing that out. So yeah, tell your friends, you guys. You should listen to this. It's so good that if you get rear-ended, you'll make sure to pause it so you don't miss any of the hot gossip. So yeah, just huge shout out to Marissa for being such a loyal listener. I'm sorry that your car got rear-ended, and I'm sorry that the damage is going to be so bad that it's going to take like 2 weeks to fix, but I would also like to clarify that I did take her to the auto body shop and to get her rental car, so I'm a good person. My apologies for laughing. It was just kind of funny. It's also funny because she did, in fact, get rear-ended by a Mustang, and that is, she was listening to the episode where I talk about the time I was an accidental homewrecker, and the guy, Zach, drives a white Mustang. Obviously, it wasn't him, but it was just kind of funny. We laughed about how it was full circle. If he drives a Mustang, though, that is a red flag. If he drives a Mustang, he's a thought. And I'm sorry, but like, generally, that's honest. That's honest and true. And Outside Lands is also this weekend, and I am very excited. I have all my outfits and everything planned, so now I just get to like be excited about actually going. I'm really excited to see Rico Nasty and Goth Babe and Tame Impala. And I'm convinced that Griff and I, Goth Babe, are gonna fall in love. So I tried to do some sleuthing on his Instagram because I am genuinely that delusional, and I wanted to see if he had broken up with his girlfriend, but I like can't really figure it out. So if he is single though, hey. And yeah, I'm really excited to see Rico Nasty. Bless my friend Nicole's heart. She texted me that she's trying really hard to get into it because she knows that it's like one of the artists I'm most excited to see. But she's just like, it's hard. And like, that's fair because Rico Nasty is very like angry girl music, but I am an angry girl. So I love it and it's very relatable. And I can already tell that I'm going to lose my voice because I'm going to be screaming the words of the song so hard. And obviously I'm excited to see Kevin Parker again, Tame Impala. I decided actually this week that I'm going to get a Tame Impala tattoo, and I wanted it like the day that I decided. But obviously that's not really how tattoos work. Like, you need to make an appointment. And I think I'm going to have my sister draw me something. So Lauren, if you're listening to this, and I know you are, please draw something up for me and send it to me over text. And you have to do this because you're the one making me wait to get an appointment because you want to be there. So it's only fair, in my opinion. I also have a midterm today, so very exciting, my very first grad school midterm. It's for my psychopathology class, which is my favorite class that I'm in. I really like my professor, she's adorable. And it's open notes, so I'm really not stressing about it. I do have like 3 more papers to write. I think the total might be up to 4 now, actually, possibly. And those are the only bad things, but it's fine, you know, it's like really the papers are the only homework that we have like besides reading assignments, so it's bearable. Today I wanted to talk about social media, kind of just give my unwarranted opinions on it. Nobody asked me to do this, but nobody even asked me to make a podcast, so here we are. You have no choice. It's clear that I like sharing my thoughts with the internet. I have this podcast, for example. I love tweeting. I've always been a big fan of private Snapchat stories, and very recently I've been getting into posting on TikTok. I guess I'll start with Snapchat. I started vlogging when I got to college, kind of as a way for me to stay in touch with my friends from high school. Having a private story with like all of them on it was like a good way to kind of update them on like what was going on in my life. And then over the summer, I would kind of do vice versa. Like I would vlog for my friends from college who I like wasn't able to be with over the summer. And then I kind of just, I don't know, it's just really fun. I like vlogging when like funny things happen and like posting on there. And it's like only my closest friends on there. So it's like really fun because like I don't care if they see me at my worst. And I love when we get to like have conversations off of stuff that like happens to me. I don't know. I just think it's fun. And yeah, but recently Snapchat has been kind of putting me in a very bad mental state. And that is like solely only because of FOMO. Like I said, I moved back home from college and all my friends are still like finishing up undergrad and living in Chico. So it's really hard seeing on Snapchat, like everybody doing fun stuff on the weekends at like all the places that I really like to go to and like doing all the stuff that I like miss and sometimes together. So that's like the only shitty part that used to like not be a problem for me, obviously, because I was there. But like, oh my God, Snapchat stories on the weekends are like, oof. I genuinely like made a rule for myself starting like Fridays at 9:30. I was like, I don't need to be going on Snapchat because it generally is just, it was making me really upset for the first couple weeks. And I like knew that that was going to happen, that I was going to feel like that once I moved back, obviously, because everyone was still there, but damn. So yeah, I think it's good to like set boundaries for yourself on social media. We'll talk about TikTok next. TikTok, I love that app, but I do genuinely spend too much time on it. And I, this is embarrassing. I have a time limit of like 45 minutes placed on TikTok. That way, you know, like I get the little time is up. Genuinely every day I hit ignore limit. So I did it, but like for what? Because it never stops me. I just keep going on there. I think TikTok is really interesting. Like I said, I recently just got into kind of like posting on there and I think it's really fun. I think I'm really funny. So obviously I enjoy the content that I make on there. And I love when my friends comment on my TikToks or like tell me that they're funny because it makes my day. Same thing with like my tweets, but whatever. TikTok I think is interesting. Let's talk about some of the TikTok, you know, like hot topics. I generally wanted to discuss Couch Guy in an episode, but I feel like now it's kind of done and over with. So I will just give a very quick thought on the matter. I just think it's a little sus how he did not seem that excited. I think that that's fair to say. And I would like to think if I was visiting my long distance boyfriend that he would be like slightly more excited to see me. And obviously it's not fair to judge people's relationships based on one, you know, like 30 second video, but it was just not the vibe. The vibes were off. And I know that she like was defending everybody in her comments, obviously, like, oh, those girls are my friends and like whatever. Babe, like none of them seemed very excited to see you though. Like the guys, the girls, like no one seemed very happy that she was like walking into the room. So it kind of, if anything, it just hurt my feelings for her. And like if he is cheating on her, like I hope she can dump his ass. I don't know. She just seemed very like, well, I don't know, because it's not fair to assume things about their relationship, but she was very defensive in the comments, so I don't know. I also wanted to talk about the Gabby Petito case. I think just yesterday or like 2 days ago, they found Brian's remains in that park. Well, his parents found them after 15 minutes, which is very suspicious to me. And I obviously, like most of America, was interested in the case. I just have a very normal fascination with true crime, but like this was getting so much coverage that obviously kind of got everybody's attention, and I thought it was him from the beginning. Obviously it was very suspicious that he like came back and was back for like 10 days, hadn't heard from her, and like didn't really care or like contact the police or her family. It is just like, okay, even if you were in a fight with her, like this is your fiance, like you're about to spend the rest of your lives together, you think you would be a little more concerned if she was like missing, you know what I mean? And the fact that he like fled right after obviously was very suspicious. And I understand like him not wanting to go to the police and like get a lawyer, because in most cases like these people generally assume that it is the significant other. They assume that for a reason, because it usually is. Statistically speaking, most you know, violence is committed by an intimate partner. But it just, like, really didn't help his case. You know what I mean? And, like, if someone that I cared about was missing, I would want to cooperate with the police, like, as much as I could to kind of, you know, aid in the finding of this person. And I believe they found him with, like, a backpack and a notebook. And they haven't really released anything else. They said that his body was, like, pretty decayed, which they said skeletal remains, which I also find suspicious because it hadn't been that long. Granted, I don't really know, like, the weather conditions and, like, you know, if there's insects or animals that can, like, speed up the decomposition process. But if he was skeletalized already, like, the process usually is not that fast. So I just think it's kind of suspicious. And I think that, you know, his sister talked about how they met at the park that one day and kind of just were hanging out. I think they were probably planning, like, what to do. I think that's obvious. You know, like, his parents have the instinct to, like, protect their child, but I don't know. I just feel really bad for Gabby's family because they're not going to get answers anymore. I think it's kind of safe to assume that Brian was the one who committed the crime. So the fact that, like, he's the only one that knows what actually happened, and now he, like, you know, that secret probably died with him. So I just feel really bad for her family. And I think it was amazing how her dad was like, let's garner this attention for everybody, because it is really true. Like, there was a lot of coverage on the case, and, like, let's keep that same energy for people of color. Like, honestly, there's so many cases that don't get a lot of media attention, and it's genuinely heartbreaking. I just listened to an episode of My Favorite Murder, and I believe it was Georgia who covered, like, three different stories of missing Indigenous women that, like, just no one, like, covered or cared about, like, got very little attention. So I think what Gabby's dad is, like, or did, you know, with that kind of spotlight that he had was really nice of him, that he's, you know, thinking of other people in similar situations. So yeah, TikTok is interesting because it's, like, stuff like that. Social media is amazing and productive, but also, you know, it's kind of like the double-edged sword of, like, choosing who you follow can kind of really set you up for failure or not. I know that, like, in the summer I was spending too much time on TikTok, and I was comparing myself a lot to the girls that I saw on the app, like all the influencers who are, like, you know, seemingly have their life together, like, really pretty and skinny. And then that is very dangerous of being like, well, why don't I look like this girl? And it's like, well, you have a wide set rib cage. Like, what do you want? But yeah, I just think it's important to kind of, like, create safe spaces. Like, I really recently on TikTok am only following people that, like, give me joy. Emily Mariko, I love her. She actually lives not that far from me, and I'm genuinely hoping one day we can be friends, or at least I'll meet her. Like, I'm going to the farmer's market and I'm going to find her, and we're going to get a picture together. I'm manifesting that. I'm putting it into existence. So I love her, and Snack Queen. I love her. She just makes me feel so safe. And, like, she loves, like, cooking, and she does, like, mukbangs. I don't know why, but I, like, really enjoy watching people eat. So it just, like, makes me feel safe. And the third person who I, like, follow on TikTok to, like, feel joy, Cody Ko's dad. I think his name, it's Greg. I'm pretty sure it's Greg. And he just posts videos. Him and his wife go, like, hiking all the time in these beautiful places. They're, like, amazing athletes. Like, they do marathons, and, you know, I'm blown away. But I love his TikTok page because it's literally just cute videos of him and his wife, like, going on hikes, and it is so wholesome. And I just need content like that. You know what I mean? So yeah. And I kind of did the same thing recently with my Instagram. I really, like, purged all the people that I was following. Because I genuinely was like, I had a moment where I was just like, I don't care about seeing half of these people on my Instagram homepage. And that does sound really fucked up, but, like, genuinely, I was just like, I don't care what you're doing. You know, like, acquaintances or people that I haven't spoken to in, like, 4+ years, like, why do I follow them on Instagram? Like, I don't care what they're doing with their life. And, like, if you unfollow me on Instagram because you feel the same way, no hard feelings, you know what I mean? It's definitely helped me spend less time on the app because I have decreased, like, the amount of posts I'm seeing in my feed, which is awesome. And if I like a person's feed, like, I will still follow them. You know what I mean? Like, there are some girls from, like, my middle school and high school that I still follow because, like, genuinely I like seeing what they post because it's, like, interesting, or, like, they take cool photos and it's pretty. So I am, like, a very big advocate for making Instagram casual. I really want to, like, be authentic on Instagram. I remember my sister, like, kind of had a meltdown because she was just like, if you looked at my Instagram, like, it's not what I want to present to people. Like, I don't feel like this is who I am. And I was like, is mine like that? Like, I had a crisis. And she was like, no, I feel like yours is pretty much like, you see what you get. And I was like, okay, well, way to make me feel shallow, but no, I'm kidding. But genuinely, I was just like, why don't people just post what the fuck they want? Like, it's your Instagram. Like, people can choose to follow it or they can choose not to follow it. You know what I mean? And it's just like fun updates that I want people that I am friends with and my family to see. So yeah, I don't know. I think everybody should make their Instagram casual. I think people need to remember that, like, Instagram is really just a place for people to present the best sides of themselves. And I think it can be a real thief of joy when you're comparing yourself to, like, what people are choosing to present. So, like, I don't know. I don't post as much on Instagram, but when I do, I, like, photo dump. I know some people don't like the term, but I'll just, like, post a bunch of photos from, like, my month or something with, like, a stupid caption. And it's just kind of freeing to, like, not really care anymore, like, to not feel like the need to, like, curate my feed or, like, you know, make sure the colors match, to, like, put on all the same edits on all my photos. Like, I generally don't give a shit anymore. Like, I'm gonna post what I want to post. Like, this is my space. If you don't want to see it, you don't have to follow me. So yeah, that's the tea. I don't know. I just think it's fun. I was kind of inspired. My roommate freshman year, her and her friends, they always just, like, shit post on their Snapchat stories, like, especially when they go out and they drink. So, like, maybe it's not by choice, but I was just astounded by, like, how much they, like, didn't care. Like, they would upload, like, 12 videos of them all, like, dancing and screaming, like, at a frat party. And then it was just, like, fun to watch in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, I just admired the confidence of, like, not really caring about how people will react to your social media. I think I've definitely had that realization now that I'm, like, a little older. I'm like, I generally, like, don't really care what people think about me anymore. I think that is, like, such a big waste of energy. Like, I know that I'm a good person, and, like, at the end of the day, that's really all that I care about, is, like, being a good person. So I don't care what I post, and if you don't like it, like I said, you don't have to follow me. Like, that's your choice. So yeah, I don't know, it's just been kind of fun doing that and, like, not really giving a shit. And Twitter, I've always kind of just, like, Twitter is so fun, honestly. I think that's, like, my favorite social media, like, app. I just love tweeting my thoughts. I generally think that my tweets should have more likes because I think they're really funny. But I don't know, it's just, like, a fun way to interact with my friends too. And yeah, I don't know, it's just fun to, like, my drafts though. My Twitter drafts are, at my Twitter and my TikTok drafts are, like, really funny, but I can't post them because it will, like, expose me too much. And that is all that I can say about that. Like, I've given hints in those, so that shit has to stay secret. But yeah, I don't know. I think people should just really own their social medias and, like, do whatever they want. I think everyone will be better for that. You know what I mean? Like, why are we all trying to pretend we're perfect? Like, we're not. So, I don't know. It's just kind of liberating to, like, be like, perceive me as you wish. But, you know, I don't know. We'll just take a little segue on talking about my unwarranted opinions. Facebook, fuck Facebook. I don't like going on there. It makes me upset because I hate seeing all my family's ignorant thoughts. Which is very hypocritical because I made a podcast to express my ignorant thoughts, but it's just too much. It's too much. I am, like, so close to ruining the holidays sometimes, you know what I mean? And, like, trying to clap back, but I really just bite my tongue and move on. Anyway, I saw a TikTok and it was this girl, and she was saying how guys don't read into social media as much as women do. And she was just like, you know, if he's watching your story, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it doesn't mean things to them like it would mean to a girl. And then this guy duetted or, like, stitched her video. And he was like, this is not true. If he's watching your story, it's on purpose. And I did not need to see that because it made me overthink. you know, there are a couple people that I don't see anymore because I don't live in Chico, and they are watching my shit, and it is making me overthink about how much I mean to them. So I genuinely wish I didn't see that TikTok because it is not helping. And how do I, okay, I'm gonna be really careful the way that I word this. A guy that I liked when I was in Chico followed me on Twitter. And I was just like, what? I don't know. I just felt like Twitter is strange. Like, yes, I'll give a guy my Snapchat, or yeah, that's gross. I'd give a guy a Snapchat and like my Instagram, but following someone on Twitter, I don't know why. It just seems kind of like strange. I don't know. And it's, I guess it's not because we have a lot of mutual friends. Cause it is, one of my friends, like childhood friends, Lauren, I'm sorry. Really? Fuck. Oh, I really just exposed myself. Now I'm just going to know exactly what I'm talking about. anyway, he followed me on Twitter. And I was just like, this is kind of weird. And then, I don't know, to me in my brain, I'm like, liking tweets is like flirting, and we're both doing that. So I'm like, he wants me. Like, he probably doesn't. But in my brain, I've convinced myself that that's what that means. So I don't know. Yeah, social media is interesting. It's a very useful tool. I am an internet sleuth, and I'm not just saying that. Like, I genuinely mean it. If you give me a person's first name, I will find everything about them. I will admit to some embarrassing things right now. Yes, I have found, obviously, Instagrams, Facebook, child's play. Like, that's easy. Relatives on there, everything's, you know, connected. I have gone so far to find, like, Spotify's, Venmo's, like, high school sports statistics. And, like, I've done the thing where I've looked at someone's house, which is, like, really embarrassing and hard to admit, but I've done it. So, generally, if you ever need to find something about a person on the internet, like, just hit me up, because I'm very good at it. But then also that does hurt my feelings, because sometimes you see shit that you don't want to see, and it makes me have crushes on people more when I like what I see. Does that make sense? I think so. Like, when he's active on Twitter, that's a green flag, I'll be honest. Sorry. Like, I don't know why, but it is. I think it's because I want someone who's funny, and like, should be making me giggle. But yeah, social media, I think people just need to do what they want and have fun with it. You know what I mean? It's not a serious place. Like, it's nice to have memories of things. I definitely want to take more photos. Like, I've realized that. Like, I need to take more photos and videos of, like, when I do stuff that's fun, because it's really fun to have stuff to look back on. That's why I want to get some of my friends on this podcast, because I think it would be really fun to talk about, like, I really want to get Olivia on this podcast because I so badly want to just talk about, like, our insane, like, fun party stories, like, to share them back and forth. And then, because it's like, I just want to have that, you know what I mean? That way I could listen to it maybe when I'm sad. And yeah, I don't know. I just think it'd be fun to have, like, different people on here, and we can just talk about our relationships and then, you know, maybe some fun topics. Like, I feel like it'd be really fun to have Marissa on here too, because we've literally been friends since kindergarten. And I don't know, I just would be curious, like, where the conversation would lead, you know what I mean? So we'll see. I don't know if I said this already, I really want to get one of my friends on here too to talk about, like, red flags in men. I think that would be really funny to talk about the different red flags that we think of. Speaking of that, I did do that, I did that TikTok trend where it's like reasons why I'm a red flag. And I realized people usually put, like, 5 things, and I have, like, 13, I think. So then I was just like, do I need to go to therapy again? Because generally, I think I need to work through some of that. But I was just like, I feel like there should not be this many. And maybe I'm just being hard on myself. I'm my own worst critic, but I don't know. So yeah. Anyway, this was such a mess, and no one asked for this, but no one asked for this in general, you know, with the whole podcast. Obviously, I love the podcast app. I count that as social media. It's fun and fresh. So yeah, I hope you guys are having a good week. It's the middle of the week. Well, it will be when I upload this. So I hope you're having a good week. I hope you have fun on the weekend. Today's a no bones day, so I'm just chilling, you know. So yeah, have a nice day. Have a nice weekend. Have a nice life. Love you. Bye.